This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Macca here on Saturday Magazine with Matthew Wade from Star Observer. And, you know, we try to have regular updates from board members, and it's about once a month or thereabouts. Amanda Miller is a member of the Joy Board. Good morning, Amanda, and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. Very happy to be here.
A pleasure. We've got Radiothon coming up.
We do.
Tell us about why it's so important. I know why it's important, but tell our listeners why it's so important and what you've got planned.
So Radiothon is a really important event on the Joy calendar. This one is really going to focus on membership. So how important it is that we have a really strong membership base for Joy and how people can get involved in Joy through membership. So that will really be the focus. It'll run for a week. Was it the 17th to the 24th?
Yep.
There's going to be fabulous prizes every day, and there will also be a grand prize. And for the first time, we're going to have a prize for everyone who either renews or joins.
Oh.
So that's the first time we've ever done that. So a prize for everyone.
Is the prize a secret? Or
I know what the prize is, but I've been told I can't tell you today. It will be announced very shortly, but it's pretty fabulous. And that's the first time that basically if you sign up or you renew your membership, you will get a prize as well as go into the opportunity to win all the other great prizes that will be running over the week. So, I mean, I think that just joining Joy and getting your membership is a prize in itself.
It is. What is... Oh, sorry.
But there are lots of other prizes as well.
And how does the week look? Because I'm pretty sure, so in previous years, usually with Radiothon, the content over that week changes a bit to kind of really push the fundraising of the week, right? So will there be like special programming or...
There will be. And I was just having a chat with one of the guys outside about the exciting things that they were thinking about doing with their show. So I think each of the presenters in the different shows are really buckling down and trying to come up with some really creative and fun things to do over the week.
We're going to auction Paul off.
That sounds both creative and fun.
Yes.
So, yeah, you should expect not the usual programming over the course of the week. And, I'm excited to see how much effort's going into all the preparations.
One thing I was curious about, because I know post-marriage equality, there was almost like, and we encountered at Star Observer as well, I'm sure a lot of community orgs did, but this kind of fatigue where everyone was, you know, investing so much, fundraising, getting out there for the marriage equality debate. And then post that, I think some of that started to drop off because people thought, oh, well, we've contributed to this. Like, why do we need to kind of keep that momentum up? I guess, in your opinion, why is it still important that community members and allies as well, channel, whether it's money or just help, support, you know, spreading the word, still now for community organisations like Joy?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think it, as you say, it's really easy to go marriage equality, tech, let's all move on. But unfortunately, that's not the case. Joy really relies on membership and fundraising and sponsorships for the station to be on air every day. Without that, this place wouldn't operate, and all these fabulous volunteers that we have wouldn't have an opportunity to bring so much joy to everyone. So we need that continued support. Without it, Joy just wouldn't be here.
And I feel that it's easy for some members of the community to see Joy up and running 24 hours a day, all week, similar to other community organs. I know I'm bringing Star Observer into it a bit as well, but and maybe just assume they're fine. Like, they're still running, they're fine, they don't necessarily need it. But, I mean, as you're rightly pointing out, you rely really heavily on membership, fundraising, donations and places like that. So, yeah, because that's the message that's kind of going to be pushed in the lead-up to Radiothon, I assume.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, membership is one of the key ways that we generate revenue. But it's also, I think, it delivers more to that for people. Mm. You know, if you're a member, then you are part of this organisation. You get to have a say in how it's run and who's on the board. And that's, you know, to me, is just as important as the revenue part of it, this community of people that we have around Joy.
Mm. And, you know, the revenue is very important. You know, as I've always said, we're on air. We don't run on air. And, you know, I say to people, just think for a moment, if you turned on your radio station, you turned on Joy, and there was nothing. Mm. Like, we weren't here. Think about you know, all the community groups that get huge exposure and support from Joy. Think about the businesses that support our community and advertise and sponsor the station. Think about the news, think about the current affairs, think about the music, think about all the other specialist programming, that if Joy wasn't there, who's going to provide that?
Mm.
You know, LGBTI radio stations are not thick on the ground around the world.
No, apparently it's three globally.
Yes, right. Three globally full time.
Where are the other two, do we know?
There's one in the US and...
Ooh, no, don't know, sorry.
But yeah, it's like, you know, it's not like, oh, well, there's a, you know, a complete amount of talent out there that you can listen to, and there are lots of channels, but just think for a moment, listeners and members, if we weren't here, if Star Observer wasn't here, who's going to replace that? Where are you going to get that LGBTIQ focused news, current affairs specialist program? You wouldn't.
I think it's very easy to take it for granted because people think, oh, it's really cool that we've got this, but you know, they don't necessarily need our support. But even in spite of the fact that you know, mainstream media outlets are increasingly covering our issues and things like that, I don't think there'll ever be a day where it's to the extent or the breadth or diversity that a place like Joy does. And I think for that reason alone, I mean, yeah, people need to understand the importance of having something like this and why they should be supporting it. But sorry, I'm probably speaking on behalf of you.
No, go ahead. Keep going. You're doing a great job.
So, and, you know, sorry, mainstream media, I mean, let's just give an example.
Yeah.
I know lots of people love this show, but Married at First Sight.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Is that the sort of thing, you know, is that the sort of intellectual stimulation...
Who are the people that like that show? Can I get the list of names, please?
But you know, it's the highest rating show on free-to-air television.
Mm.
But you know, think about we rely as a community on the support of each other, and we need the station. So what else do you want to tell us about, Amanda? You've got a list, haven't you?
I do. I came with
What happened to the printer?
I came with my list. So apparently there is printer gate going on at the moment in the station where the printer's not working properly. I will assure you that we are looking at it.
We're on it.
We're on it. We'll get it fixed and sorted.
Well, you joined the board in October last year, is that correct?
That's correct.
So how has it been? I mean, it's now 6 or so months, 7 months. What have the board been planning? Like, what's been happening in the, you know, forward planning?
Yeah, so, I mean, I've really enjoyed my time on the board so far. It's been fabulous. I've really enjoyed meeting all the volunteers and the people who have, you know, people who have been involved with Joy for a long time, because I'm a newbie, and the passion that they bring to what they do here every day is just fabulous. One of the things I've really been focused on is working with Rachel, the program director, to look at how do we make sure that the content that's being delivered on Joy really represents the broad communities that we talk to and that we represent. So Rachel's really looking at doing some interesting work around not just how do we bring more specialty programs in, or, you know, bringing in the rest of the alphabet, but also how do we get some of those voices into some of those more mainstream shows where you might not expect to hear them. So I think that combination of thinking is really interesting and exciting, and we've already seen some of that start to come to bear with some of the podcast series.
Yes.
And then the new season of The Informer, which has got our new producer Toby, which is fabulous. So really excited to see how some of that new thinking around how we deliver content is starting to come to life.
Yeah, and I guess it's important, and Joy does this already, but, you know, as the narrative shifts around what people are talking about in LGBTI spaces, the station shifts with it and makes sure that it's at the forefront of all the discussions that are happening around LGBTI rights, you know, people in the community that are doing amazing things. So that's exciting. There's a new grid that's just recently started, right?
There has been a new grid, yes. Mm. So that was that went through, we've got a new committee group that's been set up called the Broadcast Compliance Committee, and I chair that committee, and the role of that is to look at the grid and work with Rachel and the team to make sure and stress test the grid every single time. Mm. Are we representing all those audiences? Mm. What else could we do? You know, if a show cycles off because the presenter wants a rest or the producer wants a rest, how do we fill that with the appropriate content to make sure that we still continue to represent all those audiences?
Now, we're still got a couple of minutes left. The search for a new CEO continues, doesn't it? What's the update there?
Sure, it is underway. We should expect to see the formal job ad and job description be published after Easter.
Yep.
We'll then hold a quite a formal recruitment process. So there'll be a subset of the board who are coming together to manage that process, which I'm part of. And what we'll be doing is basically creating a shortlist, and then we'll end up with the final candidates, and you know, in my mind, I'm thinking probably two or three who'll come and present to the board.
And the likelihood is that whoever ultimately is successful, won't commence till well after Radiothon.
Well after Radiothon. And look, we were discussing this at the board the other day. Our view is very much, we want to find the right person.
Yeah.
It's a really tough job. Yes. You need a really broad mix of skills. You know, it's running a community organisation is hard work. So we would rather take a little bit longer and find the right person, a person who, you know, can stay with the station for a number of years, than to try and rush it just to fill the spot. I mean, we've got James in as acting CEO. He's doing a fabulous job.
Yep.
So we feel that that's all going well enough that we have the time to really do a wide search and find the very best candidate.
And just so we don't get messages like we did last time we spoke about this, no, I am not throwing my hat into the ring. I have retired from my daytime job, but no, I'm very happy with my current level of engagement with Joy. Amanda Miller, thank you. Thank you for your work.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. And I'm sure we're going to be speaking with yourself and other board members as Radiothon officially gets underway.
Absolutely.
Is there a theme this year, just quickly? Is there like a theme for Radiothon?
There is a theme. It's love, joy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Great. Love, joy.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.